And now the Jell-O family presents the Aldrich family.
Henry! Henry Aldrich!
Coming, Mother.
Yes, it's the Aldrich family, based on characters originated by Clifford Goldsmith and starring Ezra Stone as Henry with Jackie Kelk as Homer. And yes, it's the Jell-O family with its three famous desserts. Jell-O in those six delicious flavors, Jell-O puddings with that old-fashioned homemade flavor, and Jell-O tapioca puddings, a miracle of goodness, a marvel of speed.
Everyone's a Jell-O good fellow, a very good Jell-O good fellow, so rich, so tempting and mellow, J-E-L-L-O.
And now for the Aldrich family. A boy is a boy, and that's all there is to it. He gets into difficulties somehow, and he gets out of them somehow. But what happens in between is usually unforgettable. The scene opens at the telephone in the Aldrich front hall. It is early evening.
You did, Homer? You really got them?
I'll say. I have them right here in my hand.
Gee. And Charlie Clark didn't mind loaning them to you?
No, I just had a promise we'd take good care of them. And boy, you should...
Just a minute, Homer. Yes, Mother?
Where are you?
Why, I'm just sort of on the phone.
I want you to hang up and start your studying before we leave.
Sure, Mother, in just one second. Hello, Homer.
Henry, you should see the notes. There's everything important we learned all last month.
Oh, boy.
Once we get these 10 pages under our belts, we can write that French exam tomorrow blindfold.
Well, hang on to them, Homer. I'll be right over.
Okay, you better hurry, though. Charlie's going to the movies.
You mean he has all his studying done?
Yeah, but you know Charlie. He's smart, sure. But what else has he got?
You're right, Homer.
And he has to have his notes back as soon as he gets out.
Just a second, Homer. Yes, Father?
Did you hear your mother tell you to get started on your homework?
Yes, sir. The only thing is, well, this fellow Homer and I know is going to the movies, see?
Henry, hang up right now. You're not going to the movies tonight.
No, Father. It's only that we have to give something back to him. Very important.
And you're not going to run any errands. Now, please put down that receiver.
But, Father...
Henry!
Hello, Homer. Goodbye. I've got to explain something to my father. I'll call you back.
Henry, you're not calling Homer back. You have a French examination tomorrow, and every night this week you thought up a different excuse to get out of studying.
Sure, Father, I agree with you. And would you like to know why?
Indeed, I would.
Because I've been saving all my strength up for tonight. Boy, I'm going to roll up my sleeves and tighten my belt and digest the whole French language.
That's fine. And will you please get to work?
The only thing is, Father, I know you'll think it sounds unreasonable, but I just have to go over to Homer's.
Henry, your mother and I are rushing off to a bridge game, and I haven't much time. But I'd like to make one thing clear.
Yes, Father?
Just this. You are not under any circumstances to go anywhere near Homer's house this evening.
But, Father...
You will stay home by yourself and concentrate on your French.
But, Father, won't you please let me explain something?
Henry, let me explain something to you.
Yes, sir.
Son, I don't think you realize how important a solid foundation is.
Sure,
now,
but...
you take a bridge.
A bridge?
When someone builds a bridge, they hire the best engineers. They spend years on it. And when it's finished, it may be the best-looking bridge in the world.
Gee!
But suppose, Henry, suppose that bridge has a weak foundation. A truck runs over it, and where is it? In the water.
The truck?
Everything. And it's the same with life. You understand?
I think so, Father.
Fine. Now then, please get to work on your foundation.
But, Father...
And no more excuses. Oh, excuse me, Mary.
Certainly, Father. Henry, did I hear Father say someone ran over someone on a bridge in a truck?
No, Mary, gee whiz.
Was it anyone we know?
It wasn't anybody, Mary. And listen, would you be willing to speak to Father for me?
What about?
He just misunderstood the whole thing, see? All I want to do is go over to Homer's house because Charlie Clark has these notes, see, and he's going to the movies.
Homer?
No, Charlie. So would you please, Mary?
Certainly, Father.
Yes, Mary?
Henry wants to know if he can go to the movies with Charlie Clark.
What?
No, Mary, no. Gee whiz, can't you understand French? I mean English.
Henry, come in here.
Now look what you've done, Mary.
Well, my goodness, that's the last favor I'll ever do for you.
Now, Sam, you stay here. Let me speak to Henry.
Mother, can I please explain something to you?
Certainly, dear.
Well, you see, it's like this.
Henry, your father and I would love to let you go to the movies tonight, but...
Mother, you don't understand. I don't want to go to the movies.
You don't?
No, gee whiz. Movies are the farthest thing from my mind. All I want to do tonight is study.
Really?
Over at Homer's house.
Well,
Well, then, what's everybody so excited about? Sam, all he wants to do is go over to the Browns along with us.
Alice, Henry is not going over to Homer's.
Henry, you are not going over to Homer's.
But, Mother...
Dear, your father and I both feel that tonight you should study at home.
But, Mother, you don't understand.
We're going to be late.
Now, I'm coming, Sam. And, Henry...
Yes, Mother.
If you work real hard and pass that French exam, you can go to the movies tomorrow night.
Let me help with the table cover, Will.
It's all set, Sam. And have I been looking forward to tonight? We haven't played bridge for a whole week.
Alice, you and I can start shuffling the cards.
All right.
As I was saying, Will, it's all a matter of discipline.
Shuffling cards?
Raising a son.
Oh. You're right, Sam. It's quite a job. Who deals?
Now, Sam, let's not talk about Henry. I feel badly enough about the whole thing already.
What happened, Alice?
Honestly, Elizabeth, I wish you could have seen Henry's face when we left.
Henry's face? What about it?
He was sulking because I made him stay home and study. First he wanted to go to the movies. Then he had to give Charlie Clark something. Anything to get out of the house.
Well, I'll tell you frankly, Sam, when Homer wants to get out of the house, I'm inclined to let him go.
And we'll even go so far as to encourage him.
Isn't that nice?
You mean you encourage him to neglect his studies?
Nobody has to do that. Whose deal is it?
Although, Will, I wish you'd made him stay home tonight.
Oh? Homer's gone out?
Yes. Henry phoned him before you got here, Alice.
Henry phoned him?
Whose deal is it?
Yes, and then Homer phoned the Bijou Theater to find out what time the picture...
Picture? Alice, did you hear that?
Sam, I'm sure there must be some mistake.
Who deals?
Will, do you realize those boys are off to a movie when they should be studying? And after I expressly forbid Henry...
Relax, Sam. What harm can they do? Who deals?
Will, you don't understand unless we do something about this right
now. Oh, Sam, you can't possibly do anything tonight.
Oh, yes, I can.
Dear, please sit down and play bridge.
Whose deal is it?
Will, get your coat off.
What?
You and I are going down to the Bijou Theater and catch Henry and Homer red-handed.
Je suis, je suis, tu es...
Hey, Henry.
Oui, Homer?
Hand me an apple, will you?
Now, listen, Homer, I thought we decided to speak nothing but French while we're studying.
I know, but... Well, donnez-moi un pomme de terre.
A potato?
No. What is French for apple?
Apple? I don't remember.
How about banana?
Let me see.
Well, j'ai faim. Hand me something out of that bowl.
Here's an orange.
Thanks. I mean, merci.
And listen, Homer, let's stop fooling around with our stomachs and get to work. Charlie's movie gets out at 10 o'clock.
You mean we only have an hour and a half?
Darn it all. Now I have to waste time answering the phone.
Why not answer it in French and kill two birds with one stone?
That's an idea. Bonsoir.
Hello, what's that?
Qu'est-ce que c'est que vous désirez?
I'm sorry, I must have the wrong number.
Hey, hello? Hey, Homer, that was my father.
It was? Does he want me to go home?
I don't know, he hung up.
You mean he's still mad at you?
Henry!
Listen, Mary, I'm not speaking to you. Besides, we've got a lot of studying to do.
You know, Henry, if we'd gotten notes like these off Charlie years ago, today you'd be in Princeton and I'd be in Scranton Tech.
Henry, father's down at the Bijou Theater with Mr. Brown.
And Mr. Brown, that's my father.
Mary, you're crazy. They're playing bridge.
No, they are, Henry. I just passed them at the Bijou, and they said they were waiting for you and Homer.
You mean that's why he phoned?
All I know, Henry, is that they're expecting you.
Gee, that's funny.
Homer, maybe we'd better dash right down there and see what they want.
We only have an hour and a half left to study, and my brain's just limbering up.
We can take our notes along with us and study on the way.
But, Henry, it's snowing, and I promised Charlie we wouldn't let them get damaged.
Well, look, we can put them back in this comic book so they won't get all wet.
But, Henry...
Homer, come on. My father wants to see me down at the Bijou Theater.
Sure.
And after all the trouble I've had this week, I'm playing it safe from now on.
Any luck, Mr. Aldridge?
I'm afraid not, Mr. Harris. We've been up and down your aisle twice, and there's no sign of the boys.
I told you I didn't remember selling them a ticket.
Sam, let's get back to our bridge game.
Look, Mr. Harris, you wouldn't consider putting the house lights on for a minute, would you?
But, Sam, how could we look at the picture?
Well, we're looking for the boy.
Oh, Mr. Harris.
Yes, sir. Loge, Oh, it's you.
Yes, sir. If you gentlemen will excuse me.
Certainly.
Now, look.
I have it right outside my car, Mr. Harris, and I'd like to give you a demonstration.
I'm not interested in a demonstration.
Come on,
Will. But, Mr. Harris, once you see what this machine was...
Thanks for your help, Mr. Harris.
Okay, Sam, let's go.
Let's go where?
Back home and play bridge.
Will, we're going to wait outside the theater here until Henry and Homer show up.
But, Sam, they won't show up.
I think they will. Aren't there times when you know exactly what's going on in your son's mind?
There are times when I'm sure something's going on.
If we let them get away with this, do you realize where it'll lead?
Well...
The boy grows up and gets a job, and the first thing you know, he's ducking out and going to a movie.
Yeah?
And the next thing you know, he's fired. With a wife and children to support, he's in the breadline.
Sam, that's terrible. Wait till I get my hands on Homer.
I'm sorry. I just don't have the time like that.
But, Mr. Harris, I have a wife and children to support.
As a good example, Will, of what I mean.
Yeah?
I think you'll find that that chap didn't worry enough about his foundation.
His what?
Foundation, Will. What good is a bridge without one?
You're right, Sam. Let's go home and play bridge.
Will.
What?
Here they come. What did I tell you?
Well, I'll be darned.
And buried in a comic book. Henry!
Hello, Father.
Hi, Father.
Well, Henry?
Well, Homer?
Father, could you tell me what it is you wanted? We're kind of in a hurry.
You kids are pretty cool, aren't you?
Well, it's snowing, Father.
I don't suppose you recall that you're supposed to be at home studying?
Oh, we've been studying, Father. We've been studying all the way down here.
Sure, you see this comic book?
I see it. Let me have it, please.
Father, wait.
Let me have it. Thank you.
Yeah, but we have to give that back to Charlie.
He's right here in the movie, see?
Homer, that's a pretty poor excuse.
Why?
Henry, I don't want to attract attention by dealing with you now.
Dealing with me, Father? In what way?
I'll attend to the matter tomorrow morning.
Father, what have I done now?
There's a streetcar stopping over there. I want to see you get on it.
Father, listen, we've got to have that comic book.
Homer, get on that streetcar and go home with Henry and finish your studying.
But, Father, what about Charlie?
Henry!
Come on, Homer.
But, gee whiz, Henry, what about our notes?
Well... That wasn't a pleasant thing to do, Will, but someday those boys will thank us for it.
Mary, speak louder. I can't hear you. You don't say. You don't say, Mary. You don't say. He's your father now. You tell the boys to come over here to the Browns and not to worry about a thing.
Come on, Sam. On with the bridge game.
Goodbye, dear.
Well, Alice, I was right.
Oh, you were, Sam?
I sure have to hand it to Sam. He certainly understands boys.
Well, I work hard at trying to understand them, Will.
Well, Sam, you'll have to work a little harder in the future.
What's that?
It so happens that Mary just phoned me and said Henry and Homer have practically gone to pieces over what you did to them.
But all we did...
All you did was take their French notes away from them.
Alice, all we took from them was a comic book.
Sam, they were studying their notes.
At the movies?
Mary told them you wanted to see them down there.
Now, Alice, I've heard a lot of stories, but I hope you don't believe that one.
Sam, the boys had their French notes inside that comic book. And now they have to return them to Charlie Clark.
What's that? What did you say?
Sam, I told you not to toss that comic book into the trash bin.
Now,
the
wait.
The trash bin? Sam, oh!
Here, Homer, have another glass of ginger ale.
Gee, thanks.
The only thing is, Homer, what time is it?
Now, Henry, you just have another cookie and stop worrying.
But Mother Charlie will be getting out of that movie any minute now.
And I promised him his notes back.
I'm sure your father will be right back with them. Oh, excuse me while I answer the phone.
Listen, Homer, while we're waiting, why don't we go over a few verbs? You know, verbally.
Sure, why not?
Oh, that's a wonderful idea.
And Mother, would you please help us over a hump?
Certainly. What is it you want to know, Henry?
The first person plural future tense of the verb to be.
To be what, dear?
Why, just, you know, to be. Etre.
Sure.
Oh, that's French, isn't it, dear?
Sure.
Yes, I was pretty sure it was French. Well, let's see now. First person plural future tense. Boys, wouldn't it do you more good if you figured it out yourself?
Well, we don't remember it.
Alice, guess who that was on the phone? Sam and Will. And boys, I'm afraid they're going to be a little delayed.
Delayed?
Elizabeth, what happened?
Well, they got down to the Bijou Theater, and it seems the trash bin had been emptied.
Emptied?
But they said you hadn't anything to worry about, boys. They're going to keep right on looking.
Oh, boy.
Thank you.
Now, while Henry's waiting, it's a good time to listen to Meredith Wilson and his talking people.
Hey, it's intermission. Intermission.
Okay, everybody knows it's intermission.
How do they know?
Because you're not Homer and I'm not Henry.
Well, you're certainly not Mrs. Aldrich.
No, I'm not. Meantime, here's your chance to shimmer.
Like Jell-O, America's favorite gelatin dessert?
Yes, sir.
In all six delicious flavors?
In all six delicious locked-in flavors.
It would be a pleasure.
Starting with strawberry.
Raspberry.
Cherry.
Orange.
Lemon.
Lime.
J-E-L-L-O, there's the big red letters that spell Jell-O, and Jell-O spells a treat.
It sure does, because that rich, fruit-like flavor is locked right in there by a special process, so it can't get out to your first delectable spoonful.
Delectable.
And the whole Jell-O family is delectable.
For ease and speed and variety, get the Jell-O family.
Don't say dessert, say Jell-O.
Jell-O puddings, yum, yum, yum.
Don't say dessert, say Jell-O.
Jell-O tapioca puddings. Yum, yum, yum.
Yep, the Jell-O family of desserts. If you don't want to say it, sing it.
J-E-L-L-O.
And now back to the Aldrich family.
Yes, getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldrich. In his effort to discipline his son, Mr. Aldrich has inadvertently lost the French notes he ordered Henry to study. Notes which the boy has promised to return to Charlie Clark. The scene opens in the Browns' front hall. It is later that evening.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, is that Mr. Prescott, who teaches French at Central High?
That's right. Who's this?
Well, Mr. Prescott, this is Mrs. Aldrich, Henry's mother.
Henry?
Henry Aldrich, the nice-looking boy with the cowlick.
He's in my French class?
Yes, and frankly, he's having quite a bit of trouble.
Trouble? Oh, yes, I know the boy.
You see, he started in studying his French this evening, and he was buckling right down and taking a real interest in it.
You don't say.
Yes, and then...
Excuse me, did you say Henry Aldrich?
Yes, that's right.
He's taken an interest in French?
Yes, of course.
Well, how did that happen?
What's that? Is this Mr. James Prescott?
Ouch! Will, would you mind looking where you're going?
But the snow's blinding me. I can't see a thing. Where are we, anyway?
Somewhere behind the Bijou Theater.
Sam, are you sure this is where Mr. Harris dumps his waste paper?
Frankly, I'm not sure of anything.
Sam, the whole thing is hopeless. How are we going to find a comic book out here in the dark with all this snow?
We'll just have to keep looking.
But we'll be here all night. You know, Sam, if we stayed home and played bridge in the first place, none of this would have happened.
Now, Will.
Whoop! I'm sorry, Sam. I guess I stepped on you again.
No, you didn't.
I stepped on something. Hey, let me have that flashlight.
Here.
Sam, look.
Will, get your foot out of that bucket.
The only thing is, I can't get it out.
All right, Will, let's not lose our heads. Now then, lift your foot.
Lift it?
So I can get hold of the bucket. All right, now. Brace yourself.
Take it easy, Sam.
Hey, Will, stop dancing around. Now then. Now pull.
Pull yourself.
Is it starting to give?
No, not yet. Sam, where are you? Sam, where'd you disappear to? Sam!
Homer, isn't that the fastest you can walk?
Well, look, Hen. Hold your head back, see, and let the snow blow right into your face.
Homer.
Better still, open your mouth.
Homer, can't you keep your mind on your foundation for 5 seconds?
On my what?
Look, suppose you're building a bridge, see?
Henry, I'm not going in for building bridges on a night like this.
Just suppose you were, Homer, and you had a weak foundation, and then a truck runs over you, and where are you?
Where?
Floundering around the water with a whole bridge on top of you.
Henry, do you feel all right?
Hey, this is Mr. Prescott's house, isn't it?
Let's see. 97. Yeah, this is it. Henry, you're sure your mother knows what she's talking about?
Sure, Homer. Mr. Prescott said all we had to do was come over here, and he'd loan us a whole set of French notes.
Boy.
They'll be much better than Charlie's notes, Homer. I think they're Mr. Prescott's own personal ones.
Boy, imagine. Straight from the horse's mouth.
And all we had to do is make one copy for us and one for Charlie.
And ring the doorbell.
Sure. And Homer, don't forget to take your hat off when we get in the hall.
I'm not wearing a hat.
Then brush the snow off your hair.
Well, good evening, Henry, Homer.
Good evening, Mr. Prescott.
Good evening, Mr. Prescott.
I've been expecting you. Come in.
Thank you, Mr. Prescott.
Thank you, Mr. Prescott. Henry, have I got it all off?
What?
My hair. I mean the snow.
Sure, Homer, come on.
Well, boys, I want to tell you that I got one of the most pleasant surprises of my life this evening.
Oh?
Oh.
Here, let me have your coat, Henry.
I know, but...
Thanks, I'll hang it up here. Yes, sir, Henry, when your mother told me how seriously you were taking your French lessons, I said to myself, Prescott, you were all wrong about those boys.
Gee.
Now your coat, Homer.
Well, the only thing is, we're sort of in a hurry. And...
Homer, Mr. Prescott wants your coat.
Oh, my coat.
There. Now, come on into the living room, boys. I'll have the French notes for you any minute now.
Any minute?
Here, sit down.
Why, thank you.
Sure, thank you.
You see, I loaned my notes to another student, Charlie Clark.
Charlie Clark?
Yes, and he promised faithfully to have them back to me by 10 o'clock.
Oh, boy.
But he phoned only a few minutes ago to say he'd been slightly delayed.
Oh, but...
Henry.
Was anything wrong?
Wrong? Oh, no. Did he?
I want you boys to take good care of those notes. They're a rather valuable set.
Mr. Prescott.
Yes, Homer?
That is... Gee, this is a nice place you've got here.
Thanks. Say, while we're waiting, could I offer you boys a glass of ginger ale?
Ginger ale? No, thanks. We couldn't drink a drop of anything. Mr. Harris, are you sure Henry and Homer didn't show up?
Positive, Charlie.
Oh, but gee, it's after 10 o'clock and boys... Boy, what am I going to do? I promised Mr. Prescott I...
Well, if you want to wait around another 5 minutes, Charlie, here's something you might like to read.
What?
This comic book.
Atom Smasher Comics?
I fished it out of the trash bin there earlier this evening. Here.
No, thanks, Mr. Harris. I've read it.
Oh, Mr. Harris?
Oh, no, not again.
Look, Mr. Harris, let's be reasonable, huh? Hey, you aren't busy this time of night.
Look, what is it you're trying to sell me?
It's one of our new machines, sir. And if I could just give you a quick demonstration...
All right. Where is it?
Out in my car. I'll be right back, sir.
Say, Mr. Harris.
Yes, Charlie?
If you see Henry or Homer, will you tell him to phone me?
Okay, Charlie.
It's a matter of life and death.
Excuse me, Sonny.
I'm sorry, Miss.
Now then, Mr. Harris, you see this?
Well, it looks just like an ordinary vacuum cleaner to me.
That's where you're wrong. This is a special vacuum cleaner, special for theaters.
You don't say?
Yes, sir. Now, if we can just find some old scrap paper or anything I can demonstrate with... Oh, how about that Atom Smasher comic book? Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do with it?
I'm
going to
tear it into bits. Into tiny bits. And then we'll scatter the pieces all around like this. Quite a mess, isn't it?
It sure is.
And then we'll tear up a few of those chocolate bar wrappers. Chocolate drip. Into tiny little pieces.
Now, take it easy. If anybody comes out of the theater and sees this mess...
Oh, Mr. Harris!
Mr. Aldridge! Well, what happened to you? You're all wet.
Frankly, I'm ashamed to tell you.
He fell into a snowdrift.
Now, if you gentlemen would like to watch...
Mr. Harris, do you have any sort of a floodlight we could borrow?
A floodlight? Why?
We can't see a thing out here and back.
All righty, Mr. Harris, here we go. Well,
something very important that we have to find a certain...
Find what, Mr. Harris?
Hey, you, turn that thing off.
Watch it, Mr. Harris, watch it. Eat up these scraps of paper. Did you ever see a vacuum...
Excuse me, did you ever see a vacuum cleaner eat up paper like that?
Now, Mr. Harris, have you seen anything of a comic book I threw in your trash bin?
A comic book?
It's a matter of life and death.
Mr. Aldridge, I know exactly where you'll find it.
Sure, you're copying it down right.
Sure, keep going, Homer.
Les Dukes d'Orleans.
Les Dukes, D-U-C-K-S.
Henry, not ducks, Dukes.
Oh, sure, Dukes. Okay, what about them?
Sont une famille de plus nobile. Or is it mobile?
Is it what?
Mobile. You know, as in Memphis.
How would I know? What comes after that?
That's the end of the page.
Well, stay here. I'll see if they pasted the next one together. Father! Father, is the next page ready yet?
Just about. Will, let me have the glue.
But I'm using it.
I just have to glue on this small piece.
Okay, hand me the magnifying glass.
Gee whiz, Father, it's almost midnight and we promised Charlie...
All right, Henry, relax. Your French exam doesn't start till 9 in the morning. Mr. Prescott will have his notes by then.
I know,
here,
but...
Here,
Here's your next page. It's pretty messy, but...
Thanks, Father.
I've got it, Homer.
Sam, there's one thing I still don't understand.
Alice, be careful. You're blowing the pieces all over the living room.
Sam, do you have a scrap that would fit this space?
Well, I've got enough trouble putting together my own pieces.
Dear, was it absolutely necessary for you to buy that vacuum cleaner?
Now, Alice, an extra vacuum cleaner is a very handy thing to have around.
Sure. And besides, this one's different. It's especially for theaters.
Will. Henry, you can't be finished with that page already.
No, but we just copied out the first sentence, and gee whiz.
What's wrong, dear?
Mother, does this make sense to you? Le Premier Duke Chocolate Drip.
What's that?
Deep a la Atom Smasher, voila. My goodness.
Oh, wait a minute.
Listen, Homer. Listen, I mean, voulez-vous. Well, anyway, who you kidding?
Kidding, Henry? Me kidding? I mean, moi.
Sure. How can you bet me 30 cents we'll pass this French exam when I happen to know you haven't got 30 cents?
That's the beautiful part of it, Hen.
What is?
When I win the bet, I'll have 30 cents. N'est-ce-pas?
Well, here's the sure bet for you ladies. And that's the hit you make with the family when you serve Jell-O puddings for dessert. Yes, Jell-O puddings. Chocolate, butterscotch, and vanilla. Creamy, rich, and luscious smooth, chuck full of old-fashioned homemade goodness. Now, sure, Jell-O puddings are nourishing, made with milk. And sure, they're quick and easy. Cook in about 5 minutes. But the great thing about Jell-O puddings is they taste so swell. And you know that name Jell-O is a trademark, the property of General Foods. And it tells you you're getting a genuine Jell-O product. Remember that when you look on your grocer's shelf tomorrow for Jell-O puddings. And remember, more people buy Jell-O puddings than any other prepared puddings in the world. The Aldrich Family, starring Ezra Stone as Henry, with Jackie Kelk as Homer, is written by Patricia Jowdery and Del Dinsdale, with music by Jack Miller. Mr. and Mrs. Aldrich are House Jameson and Catherine Roth. And this is Dan Seymour in New York saying, The Aldrich Family is brought to you by the Jell-O Family.
Everyone's a Jell-O good fellow, a very good Jell-O good fellow, so rich, so tempting and mellow, J-E-L-L-O.
Listen again next Thursday, same time, same station, to another sparkling half hour with the Aldrich Family.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.